Good morning and welcome to the Coffee with Ann devotion. This early morning I have been writing as I watch the day come to light from my office window, sipping my morning coffee. Now the sun has begun to lighten the day, the newspaper can be seen on the driveway, and I am seriously considering a second cup. Today the wisdom of Solomon comes to us once more. From Proverbs 20. Dear friends, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my words. Now, our dog Apollo is an only dog. He is attentive and loving and listens to our words, except when it comes to food. Otherwise, he's good as gold. But sometime in the last couple of years, we crossed over some invisible line, and now he begs when we are eating. He will wait, but as soon as he sees me stop putting food in my mouth, he begins whining and tail wagging, and frankly, it is very annoying. Anyway, the problem began because we started letting him have the leftovers on our plate after a meal. We take our plates to the kitchen and sit them on the floor, and he gets what's left. A couple of weeks ago, one of our grandsons was visiting at our home. He is 16. Now, before I go on with this, you can keep in mind, he is 16. Tall, thin, blue eyes, and curly red hair. But his brain is in a fog. He, like most his age, are always thinking about something other than what is going on around them. In other words, he may be with us in body, but not in spirit. So, it's breakfast. Pancakes, eggs, and bacon piled high on Jackson's plate. When he finished, before he got up from the table, I reminded him to take his plate into the kitchen. He walked over to the trash can, about to scrape his plate, and I said, "Just put it on the floor." At this point, Jackson pauses. He looks at me with a quizzical expression, his eyes slightly squinted, head tilted, and then he scrapes the food onto the floor. Yes, the floor. I busted out laughing. "I meant the plate on the floor," I exclaimed. "Oh," was his slow retort, and he bent over to clean up the mess. But Apollo had already helped him out. How often do we hear but do not listen? Proverbs 4:20. Pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my words. I have learned over the years that reading God's word or hearing God's word is good, but the blessing and the wisdom of his word, whether from Solomon's writing or any other book of the Bible, comes by paying attention and really focusing for the deeper meaning. For a lot of years, I was like Jackson. I heard or read the words, but missed the meaning. I had been taught it was important to read the Bible, but I didn't understand most of what I was reading, nor did I realize sometimes I needed to search for help in understanding. Mostly I read verses or promises out of context. To a large extent, I was looking for help for me, and comfort and reassurance were found. Like Jackson, at times I found myself saying, "Oh, that's what that means." Apollo cleaned up Jackson's mess from the kitchen floor. Like Jackson, I got some help too. The Lord began to clean up my understanding of the message of God's word. Once again, the Lord set my life in a new direction. One which I had no idea I could do. This began a number of years ago by David asking me to teach at TNC. I am not a Bible scholar, so I found myself reading commentary, different versions of the Bible, articles, and books on different subjects and verses from the Word itself. And like Jackson, I experienced a lot of, oh, that's what that means. Then I read the Bible through with a friend of mine. Each day, we would read a chapter or two in the commentary and then message our thoughts or reflection to each other. It took us 2 years to complete the reading. But taking my time and reading the whole story from beginning to end helped me so much in beginning to have a better understanding of our loving, wise, patient, forgiving Father. There really is no end to this journey. The Bible is certainly a book that gives us the gift of comfort and reassurance and strengthens us in day-to-day living. But it is also a gift of joy to the Lord when we take the time to read His story, pay attention, and turn our ears to His Word. The Bible has become for me a source that brings me closer to who God is, His person, His purpose for each of us and all of us. Instead of bits and pieces, it is a whole story now. I don't have the words to explain what I have gained in spirit through this journey, but I urge you, if you have not already done so, slow down as you venture into the Word. Take your time. Truly listen. Search the wisdom and understanding of other resources. Experience the oh moments. The Lord led me in the way I needed to go. He will lead you in the way you need to go. Wisdom comes from God. It was given to Solomon because he asked for it. It will be given to us if we search for it as silver and gold. Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for your word. Each story, each book adds to our understanding of who you are and how we are to live our lives and love as you do. Continue to urge us into your word and to search for understanding. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.